Central Africa, you want to convert, Northern Africa, the only place where you want to go is Morocco. And he's coming here, so that's how. Inshallah, I want to do, and I think it's kind of simple, as much as my help.
Yes, sir, absolutely.
So, he's, and also, I never forget, while I was out of office, he twice received me. So you tell him it's gonna be done, but we cannot name it. So
he's probably better. October looks extremely.
Done in October, it's just out of the cards.
Yeah.
Well, that gets rid of the October happens to be the time to get discussions.
Yeah.
There's a hell of a lot of things going on. I have no more.
No, I'm set around.
Just said October is not possible. So I examined in September and November. How's that?
That's not September.
September, I think it's the best bet.
Yeah.
Let me suggest this, sir. Do not
you know, instead of just sort of saying, I need this, I need that, I need the other thing. Because if you say, you don't need this thing, it's through the roof. But what we have said is, to develop your five-year plan, you need to have the basic material, which is, first, what are the items that you want? Cost, the infrastructure that's needed to support them. And then, very important, the personnel that you have and will need to marry them, and of course, the whole thing. And then, this serves the basis for identifying priorities and developing a five-year program. This is what we're working on with it. And I've talked to Henry Kearns at XM here. They need some credit. Henry's handling it extremely well, I think. And I think it's going to be a mix of some guarantee, private money guarantee with a government guarantee and some direct, so that it does represent you heavy enough for the next thing. That's what we're working on now. About 140 million for this next fiscal year.
Well, I can, in all your conversations, actually, feel very strongly on saying that you and I have talked about this, that I want to help every way we can. We actually do have problems, and there are many demands and all that, but that he comes very high on our thoughts and our lists, and that means a lot to him, too.
It means
a lot. That is true.
I know it's
true. Whenever they send anything in here that I can sign, I do.
Well,
you know,
we have
a little state a couple of times in the damn thing, because they, you know, they have to. They got to represent everybody, but I like him, and I like the country, and some of those other bastards out there, I don't like.
Right. And Mr. President, between Japan and NATO Europe, it's the only building block we've got that is strong, that is sound, that is progressive, and that above all regards us as just about its firmest friend. Elsewhere, we're trying to shore up weaknesses, and it's
like trying to build like
India, this sort of business.
I know that your friend is going to come over.
Yes, sir.
States doesn't stand by a treaty,
going Iran helps to counterbalance that.
And there's this one friend there, and basically Iran is not of either world, really, in a sense, I guess. But the point is, my God, if we could go with them, we could have them strong, and they're in the center of it, and a friend of the United States. I couldn't agree more, or something. Because you look around there, it just happens that who else do we have except for Europe? The southern Mediterranean, it's all gone. Hassan will be here, a nice fellow, but Morocco, Christ, they can't last. Or Morocco, Tunisia, Libya, Algeria, the Sudan, naturally, the UAR, all the little miserable countries around Jordan and Lebanon and the rest. They're like, they go down like 10 pins, just like that, that some of them would like to be our friends. But central to every one of those countries, even as far off as Morocco, is the fact that the United States is the wide literature. And because we're aligned with Israel, we are their enemy.
That's right.
That's what it is. Now, this doesn't mean that we bear Israel without the drain, because that would play into the Soviet hands too. But it does mean that right now we're in a hell of a difficult spot. Because our Israeli tie makes us unpalatable to everybody in the Arab world, doesn't it?
It does. Comparing trees.
Yeah, some are like, but the shop, not the shop.
Not totally.
He's awfully good on that subject.
So
he and I have got it about to say, strangely enough.
And he, the thing is that if Saudi Arabia, which is terribly important and is rather fragile, it's in trouble. The Shah is prepared, he's offered to come to their assistance, and when the southern Yemenis hit Faisal in December of 69, Faisal turned first to the Shah for some coils, SWAT rifles, and some AK-AK stuff and other things. And we encourage this because if they can work together, we think there's a reasonable chance of holding the Arabs out of the Gulf.
Do you think the Saudis can hold or Faisal, of course, as I recall, is very intelligent.
Yes.
But I understand that at the lower levels of his armed forces, that many of the people that are military trained over here are a bunch of bikers.
Well, in the bed. He doesn't trust them entirely, you know, and he has them deployed on short or limited POL and ammo rations away from the cities. He's got his Bedouin white National Guard around. But what he needs is, he started late in his revolution. He started back when the Shah made his great social revolution in Syria. It is a complete revolution. Land reform, education, health, workers, housing,
it's all working things. It's working.
And it's working, and of course it's totally disarmed the communists, the Tudor Party.
And how about the young people? Are they
the young people, about 10% are activists who, as they get more education,
actually less than we have here.
They want, yes,
about 50%
are. They want a greater voice,
sure,
in the thing, but the Shah is wise enough to know that when you take a people that are from feudalism, and you drag them out of the womb of feudalism like a midwife dragging a child out of the mother's womb, you let loose great elemental forces. And this is what he's done. Now, he runs a fairly tall ship to channel these energies and forces into Israel.
He always tries to keep one step ahead of them.
He does. He said to me the other day before the oil talks, he said, but then he was talking about how he had more of it. He said, Mr. Pastor, he said, I need more hospitals. I need more health services in my villages. I need more workers' housing. I need more schools for my people. He said, I must do these things. He's developed a profound social conscience.
But it's terrific because,
right,
basically, there is great stability there. They are moving ahead with economic growth. How are they growing except in oil?
They're diversifying all over.
Are they manufacturing?
They are manufacturing. They now produce cars. They factory.
Is getting better agricultural productivity and so forth?
Yes.
There isn't much. Or do they have a growth rate much there?
Yes, they do. Well, the main productivity, they do wheat, dates, and things of that kind for exports. But for the things they have to do are wheat. And they set up, John Deere is putting a tractor factory in the south. The Romanians put one in the north, which isn't functioning. And Ford told me that they are interested in taking that, putting a better job in. But, you know, they produce Scott's tissues. It's across the board. Investment's pouring from Western Europe because if you want investment in that kind of country, it's the only stable one that believes in the free enterprise system. And that
encouraged. The Shah said to me, I can't ask people to invest unless they can get a fair return on their money and unless they think that their investment is secure. And when the radical Arabs asked him to join in his oil negotiations and insist on a forced investment of 25% of the profits, the Shah said, no. What the companies do with their profits is their business, just like what I do with the oil money is our business. If you want more investment, create a climate where investment wants to come. He's doing this. They're getting more and more export-oriented. He hopes to set up an industrial business that will serve Saudi Arabia, the Gulf area on the other side, and the region around it. And they give high priority to projects, industrial projects, plants, that will have a 20-25% will be export-oriented rather than just domestic.
I just wish there were a few more figures around the world with his foresight.
Well,
his ability to run, basically, let's face it, a virtual dictatorship in a benign way.
Yeah.
Because, look, when you talk about having a democracy of our type in that part of the world, good God, it wouldn't work, would it?
No, sir. They don't even know what it is. You know what happened in Congo? Belgium gave a constitution, wonderful buildings, all the nice trappings, but these people had never practiced it at all.
Sure. And Mobutu was a dictator.
And it went into
it totally integrated.
Do you remember, sir? In 1960, yeah. Became part of the Sudanese. No, this, you have to. But he is.
Let's look at Africa generally. And this country at least has got some degree of civilization in its history. But those Africans, you know, are only about 50, 75 years from probably trees, some of them. But did you know in all of Africa, of all those new countries, there is not one country that has a so-called parliamentary democracy that meets even the standards that we would halfway insist on for Vietnam.
Yeah.
Halfway.
I know that.
Everyone is it. Liberia, ours, hell, Tubman's a dictator.
Yeah.
You know that.
I know that.
And it's got to be that way. They're not ready. You know, this, we've got to remember, it took the British a hell of a long time. A blood strike, chopping off the heads of kings and nobles and the rest before they finally got to their system.
Yeah.
From that end of
the
problem.
Yeah.
So, I never quite as looked out my nose quite so much at the, we're having the Brazilian up here, you know. They visit some of your colleagues and say, oh, geez, that's terrible. I mean, we ought to come out. This follows constitutional democracy means actually. What the hell does in Latin America? Colombia? Sure, they trade parties each 4 years. Now, is that in the system? Mexico? It's a one-party system. Venezuela? Maybe. And the rest? Chaos. Except where you've got Brazil. Brazil, a relative ability of stability, a relative stability. Argentina, that's a tragedy. A tragedy because, God damn it, it should be the best next to Brazil transfer. The problem is that son of a bitch Perón left with residue of, I think there's just an impression that we just got to be not tolerant of violation of principles that we feel and believe in very deep, not supporting the idea that there ought to be a dictatorship to replace a democracy or something like that. Not saying the dictatorship of the left is wrong and the dictatorship of the right is right. But having in mind one solid fact that people in the world are